96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Time for the Reporters Roundtable. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to be talking about that speed camera that was moved this week from the Maryland side to the D.C. side. We're talking about the U.S.-Africa summit, that historic summit going on right now, the Ebola outbreak, and, of course, Russian hackers stealing 1.2 billion usernames and passwords. How do you protect yourself? Let me get to my guests, Kevin Martin from Project 21, Hamil Harris from The Washington Post, and Deborah Simmons, columnist with The Washington Times. If you want to get in on this conversation, and I know you've got a lot to say about some of these issues, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. And Kevin, thank you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Let's go to this speed camera. DC speed camera was moved this week after having been in Maryland since 1999. It was at the intersection of Eastern Avenue and Martin Luther King Jr. Highway, Central Avenue, East Capitol Street. And it's been taking your pictures and taking your money. Deborah, is it an understatement to say this is an outrage?
This is an outrage.
Okay, I said it.
In most instances, the District of Columbia is responsible for the street up to the curb on the Maryland side.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't say that Prince George's County, Capitol Heights Police, or none of them can't touch you if you're straddling that double yellow line, but that's generally been the case. And we've all seen enough TV shows, detective shows, Law and Order, and all that kind of stuff to know that a crime, a person may be stabbed, shot, or whatever in one borough or in one county, but they actually die. What the two jurisdictions do is decide who's going to take the weight to try to get the mark. The thing is that it's interesting that both Prince George's County and D.C. are historically and tragically bilking us for every dime they can get.
Kevin?
And you're so right, Deborah. They were depending on the stupidity of the driver.
Right.
Okay. And most people just say, okay, here's a sign that says Maryland, here's a sign that says D.C. When mm-hmm. you drive, I've been living here for 43 years. Mm-hmm. You just drive across the line and never assume.
Right.
Okay. Maybe some smart driver who knows about state lines, studies history, mm-hmm. took a look at it and said, wait a minute, this thing is on the Maryland side.
That's how it came about.
And that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And we know these clicking tickets
right.
are hard to fight. Most people are just going to say, Harold, look.
You can't plead ignorance of the law either. That's no defense.
Right. And then we know it's about revenue. We know where these cameras are. It's an unofficial commuter tax. D.C. officials can say what they want to. You either have to be stupid, a D.C. official, or both to believe anything that comes out of their mouth it's about safety.
Hamil, what do you think about it? Because I know you do a lot of walking, so this doesn't really affect you.
Yeah, here comes Mr. Liberal.
I do a lot of walking, and I do a lot of commuting, and I get a lot of tickets between Maryland and the District of Columbia on the mentioned places. But again, there has been a major law enforcement problem with people running away from crimes and issues from the District and the Maryland, especially in that East Capitol Street, Central Avenue corridor. And so, again, this is a major public safety issue. And again, sure, we know it's a commuter tax. Deborah will tell you that. We know the bottom line. But at the same time, something. I think this is one of the rare moments when the council of governments and this joint police group between Maryland and D.C. are doing something together. And it is a problem. And I guess they feel it's justifiable.
But specifically as it relates to this camera, okay, this camera's been there since 1999, okay? I had a chance to speak to Barry Hudson today with, you know, the Prince George's County, you know, government. They're still trying to, you know, figure out, you know, how best to, you know, respond to it. And, you know, I spoke to him at length. Now, as far as dealing with the tickets, the drivers who were ticketed by a camera that was not in the appropriate jurisdiction, Prince George's County doesn't have anything to do with that. That's between the drivers and D.C. D.C. should reimburse these people.
Right.
I mean, just plain.
Let's go ahead and give them their money back.
Well, but here's another question I want to ask. So let's say they don't give the people their money back.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean Merlin's entitled to it? Because, look, you know, with these cameras, 50% of it goes to the company and 50% of it goes to the city. The revenue's raised by these cameras. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, come on. They can figure that out. You catch a bus in Prince George's County, Metro bus in Prince George's County, and riding through the district. D.C. don't get that dime.
But what I'm saying,
yeah, the pictures were taken illegally.
That's what I'm saying. Does it allow Merlin to say, hey, it was on our property. You normally put it on our property. We want a piece of that.
If there's a legitimate reciprocity agreement between the District of Columbia that county, then it may not be illegal.
And let me say that, you know, in defense of Prince George's County officials, like they said when I spoke to Hudson today, he said that they are still trying to figure out how to respond to it. He said, because this is an issue that the county must deal with as well as the county public works department. They need to figure out how this happened in the first place.
Right.
How, you know, how can you put your toys on my side of the line?
Exactly. The ultimate question is, what is the purpose of this camera?
You know what the purpose of the camera is. It's to make money and to deal with.
But I ain't a government official, and we're all sitting here at the tables and on the microphone saying the same thing. But the county and the city government need to admit that.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're sitting at the reporters' roundtable talking about the top stories of the week. We want to hear from you. I need to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. To the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're sitting at the Reporters' Roundtable. My guests are Deborah Simmons, columnist with the Washington Times, Kevin Martin with Project 21, and Hamil Harris with the Washington Post. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I'm so excited about this show. I can't even get the number out.
Passion is a good thing.
Yes, it most certainly is. You know, look, we've got a lot of issues to talk about, but let me go to the phones, because I was going to talk about the U.S.-Africa summit before the next break, but I want to hear more about this traffic camera situation before we take yet another break. Tony calling from Washington, D.C. All right, Tony, how many tickets do you have? Tell the truth and shame the devil.
I don't have any tickets, but what I'm calling about, the comment, everybody's speaking about the cameras being in Maryland. Yes, the camera is on the corner in Prince George's County.
Not anymore. They moved it.
Let me finish. Mm-hmm. The violation is being taken place is actually on D.C. property. When that camera snapped that tag, that vehicle's in D.C. We also have everybody don't understand is cooperation from jurisdictions. We do it with the police department. We do it with the fire department. Anytime emergency. So why not? You can't put that there because the property line goes all the way up to that curb.
So you support this?
Y'all talking about that, but the violation is actually on D.C. land, D.C. property. When that tag snapped, you in D.C.
Yeah, and you know what, Tony? You're probably right. So the problem is that the camera should have been on D.C. property, but it wasn't. And so the camera was operating illegally. And if this was not an issue, D.C. would not have moved the camera when it was brought to their attention. They would have left it there. So, you know, the reality is it doesn't matter where the offense happened.
You know, the camera was supposed to be.
It's the evidence
on the
as
DC
well.
Side.
Yeah.
It's evident, Tony, that this is a commuter tax. They talk about safety. You put it on the Maryland side to catch somebody doing something in DC. You're crossing a state. You're crossing a boundary. So it's a commuter tax.
Okay, Neil, calling from Washington DC. Thanks for calling. Yeah. What's on your mind?
My thing is the boundary line. Right where the surveyors put it, it's beyond the curb. So that camera may have been in D.C. I mean,
no, it was not. The camera was not in D.C. That is the part that is not disputed at all. It was in Maryland. No, it is not disputed. It was in Maryland. It has been in Maryland since 1999. So, and Neil, unfortunately, we've got some disturbance on your line. I apologize. I wish we could hear more of your point. Let me go to Joan. Joan, real quick, from Upper Marlboro. Go right ahead.
Yes, I was calling not so much as the cameras, but D.C. in their practice of writing tickets. I have an issue with the AutoZone on 8th Street, Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
My husband received a $250 ticket saying that he was parked on private property. I submitted an argument against it and had told DC to pull the camera. I knew the time and everything and explained to them that he went in the store to purchase a part for my daughter's car because she had broke down.
Uh-huh. And what did the camera show?
They were all in the store. But, I got a letter back last week, and they basically said that I didn't have enough proof. And in the letter, they were justified that they would consider if it was A, B, C, D, or E.
Okay, Joan, you're killing me. I got to take a break here, okay? But the thing about it is we're talking about speed cameras, and I apologize. But in this particular case, that's the issue that's on the table. Coming up, more issues. On the table from the top stories of the week. So please stay with me if you are on the phone. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More on the top stories of the week at the Reporters Roundtable, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.